Here's a bird on Sakaladuna Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. As promised, here is a continuation of the onboard entertainment. We would like to remind you that this is indeed a non-smoking flight. Crew, please prepare part two of the onboard entertainment. This is Katlego Mashego. You recently joined Portadown FC. How important of a move was this for your career?
It was actually very, very important, especially like last year when I was at Waterford. Obviously, Waterford let me go. So I was with our club in January. And honestly, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I literally got a call from Portadown, from the manager, because I worked with him previously. Mm. And he literally rang me saying, "We're interested in signing you. Are you fit? Would you be willing to come down?" And then it was literally just a shock, because I hadn't played a competitive game since July against Shamrock Rovers.
Sure, okay.
When I came on for like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that. So when I even said, "Yeah, I'm fit," I wasn't even sure if I was fit. I mean, I just really wanted a club.
Yeah.
But I was keeping fit on the side with like a personal coach.
Okay.
So then he rang me and was like, "Yeah, we want you to come down. I know how good of a player you are. You'll make a difference here. You'll love it here. Would you be willing to come down?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll come down and have a look." And then I came down, have a look, and I was like, this team's actually good. You know, even though they're struggling, but like, they have some good players. I feel like they're probably missing like a bit of a coach there to be beside them or something like that. And I know this coach that just came in is really good, and I feel like he'll put the team on a good path. So I literally came in, I signed. Then the next week I made my debut, and it was a Saturday Tuesday. So I knew this is gonna be big on my fitness. I haven't played a game, so I done well in my first game. Mm. And then I was making my home debut against Glentoran. We scored in the last minute to draw the game, which was a massive game. Then I got man of the match. So it started on like a really good high. And then obviously with Jetrin being there, a South African, and then me coming, being a South African, it just like kind of raised like the spirits and stuff like that. And you can see like the South African flag on match days, on the banners and stuff like that, where the fans are putting them up. So
that must be nice. Quite a feeling.
It's nice, yeah.
So earlier you mentioned that your father's a massive Orlando Pirates fan and very big influence for you to get into football and get to where you are today. Do you keep up to date with the current PSL at all?
Yeah, I do. Obviously, with my dad's a massive, like, he listens to Radio 2000.
Oh, wow.
Every day. Like, he's a proper, like,
okay,
like Mzansi, like, he's a proper South African. Like,
so what do you make of Peter Shalulile for Sundowns? He currently has 21 goals this season. He's well on the way to beat Collins and Basuma's record of 25 goals in a season. Do you think that's possible for him? Is he good enough for a move to Europe, though? That's what's on everybody's mind.
I feel like he is. Like, I feel like a lot of people in South Africa can play over here. You know, like if you're scoring that many goals in a top league like South Africa, like people think like South Africa is not. I feel like South Africa is a top league. It's a very competitive league, and he's playing in the CAF Champions League. That's a very, very good level. You know, and me and Jetrin were talking. We were saying Europe is like good. You know, we were talking to Justin and saying between the two, was like, we're saying like Europe is good and stuff. But I feel like a lot of people underestimate how good of football there is in Africa. Like even like in Egypt, in like Morocco, South Africa, like it's a good level, you know. And there's a lot of talent, and there's no, without a doubt, a lot of players there can make a difference here, without a doubt.
So who from the PSL then, in your opinion, is good enough to play in Europe?
For me, you know who, I don't know, a lot of players that A lot of players that I look at would be, that I've liked for a while, would be, you know, Temba Zwane.
Mm.
Yeah, I really like him just as a midfielder. Like, I really do like him. I know he sometimes gets a little bit of hate, especially during the national team and stuff like that. But I really do rate him as a player. Just a striker for Kaizer Chiefs.
Samir Nurkovic.
Yeah. I really like him as a striker as well.
Okay.
There's a few players, obviously like the Dollies and stuff that we've seen them for a long time. They're really good players and stuff. Mm. But I think my favorite player right now at the moment is Debo Komokwen.
Okay.
Like, me looking as a midfielder, like my dad always tells me, he's like, yeah, that's the player right now I say I would look up to, just in terms of just the way he plays, goal scorer, midfielder. For me, he has it all. He can really go on and kick on and make a really good career for himself.
I see. Now let's stick with the PSL here. Getting to Ireland at 5 years old, playing professionally, you've never actually played for a club in South Africa, in your birth country. Do you see yourself maybe finishing your career up in South Africa? Maybe, I don't want to say returning to the PSL, but, you know, featuring in the PSL one day?
I would love to. You know, I would love to, especially with my dad supporting the London Pirates. That's the club I would love to like play for one day.
You know, want to be a Buccaneer?
100%. 100%. Like, I feel, it just feels right.
Yeah,
it
feels right. Yeah.
It just feels right, especially, and it would be just like a thank you to my dad, because I feel like inside somewhere, that's probably his dream as well, you know? And at that stage, I would have probably fulfilled my dream and got to where I wanted to be, and just to make him proud and just return back home and put on the Buccaneer jersey, the London Pirates jersey. Yeah. Because even like for every birthday, we'd get him the new London Pirates jersey.
Oh, wow. That's special. And what do you think he would say if Kaizer Chiefs came knocking on your door?
From now, he never really tells me like what to do. He never really tells me like what to do. Like, remember with the Phoenix thing when I said, I won't play football ever again. Since that day, he's like, I feel like he's changing, because he saw how well it went. You know what I mean?
He kind of sees that you do know what you want, and that you can handle these sort of big decisions, if you can call it that.
Exactly. So he knows that was the turning point of my career. That was the turning point. If I stayed at Phoenix, it would have been a totally different situation.
Okay, I see.
So now he has his input, but at the end he's like, "But I'll be happy with whatever you decide to." But this is what I see. So it's kind of like that, which is good, because I feel like he puts a certain responsibility on me, and I have to put a certain responsibility on myself, because this is my career, you know. So I feel like I don't know what he would say. But I don't know what he would say, but I feel like if that was an offer, I feel like he would be happy for me, but there'll be a part in him that'll be like, I wish I was a London player.
Oh, that's brilliant. Katlego, earlier you mentioned that you played for Ireland under 15s, but you also do indeed hold a dual citizenship. What would your response be if Bafana Bafana approached you?
I don't think I've ever said this to any news or anything South Africa, but for me, I want to play for South Africa.
Okay.
That's like, early on, I was a bit confused. I didn't really say much. I kept it very like private, but now I would really say that I want to play for Bafana Bafana, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to play for Ireland, and I've known against Ireland because I grew up here. They made me the footballer that I am. And they pull a special place in my heart, but
of course,
because this is where my brother and sister were born and stuff like that. So I just feel like I'm not as passionate about the Ireland international team than I am about South Africa. And I wouldn't want to take someone's place on the Ireland international team that means a lot more to them than it would mean to me.
Oh, wow. Hopefully in the short term, we can see that happen.
Yeah.
And I want to stick with Bafana here quickly. It is evident that there are things that need changing, and I'm sure you have your own deep opinions on the recent performances. But just in a nutshell, in your mind, what is going wrong there? What what is something that fundamentally needs to change ASAP?
For me, I always talked to, you know, Prince Sobiani.
Mm.
Yeah, I kind of expressed my feelings about it towards him, and it's not really controversial. I feel like the manager picks the players that he feels are the best to represent their country. And there's nothing really wrong with that. For me, it's just really like some of us overseas-based players, we kind of feel out of the picture sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of like forgotten to be looked at type of situation.
Yeah. Something like that. And what Prince is kind of doing is he's not really saying, look, we have the best overseas-based players here and stuff like that. He's kind of really saying that there's players here in Europe that can represent South Africa. From what I've seen, they're good enough, but maybe they deserve an assessment.
Of course.
You know, so the coaches can have a closer look and maybe they can be integrated into Bafana Bafana through maybe the under-23 system, under-20 system, and they can really feel what it is to play for South Africa, you know?
Of course.
So, like, for me, I feel like, no, it's not about picking just overseas-based players. It's not just about picking the South African-based players. It's about picking the best squad and the players that deserve to play for Bafana Bafana. And if that doesn't include, let's say the manager said, I'm not good enough to play, then that's fine. Then I have things to work on, you know?
Exactly.
I'm not really saying that I should be in there because I play in Europe. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I feel like everyone kind of deserves an equal opportunity.
No, absolutely. Very, very well said. And lastly here, Katlego, this is the last question I have for you today. Moving forward, what would you say your long-term and short-term goals are as a professional footballer?
Short-term goals will probably be this season, is to stay up, really. I feel like it means a lot to people in this town, in Portadown. To stay in the Premier League,
okay.
That's really it. They've come to support us when we were down. Obviously, our record right now is really good. In the last, I think, 5 games, we've gotten 12 points. So it's not bad for a team that are projected to go down. So I think we're doing really well. We just have to keep it up. But we have 4 games left, so we just have to. We just have to stay up. I say my long-term goals is I'm kind of looking at the next Olympics.
Okay.
That would be my long-term goals is the Olympics, and to at least get an invite into a Bafana Bafana camp or into the Bafana Bafana squad. And I feel like that is possible because I feel like I'm playing week in, week out over here in Portadown.
Of course, I'm
starting games. I'm coming on, and I'm playing in a top division in Northern Ireland, against players who've been at the Championship, Premier League. So it's a high standard. So, you know, I don't understand why I wouldn't be considered for Bafana Bafana squad or the under-23s to go to the Olympics.
Well, Katlego, I sincerely hope that all of these goals that you have set your mind to are indeed going to come true. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you for sharing everything as you did. Thank you so much for your time. And from everybody at Soccer Laduma Podcast, we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you, Aiden. Thanks very much for that.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for landing. We are less than 2 minutes out from Northern Ireland. We hope you enjoyed your flight. From myself, your captain, Aiden Hewitt, thank you for choosing SL Airways. Cheers for now.